that song means the world to me. In 2009, I was at Emu Plains Prison as an inmate. Kairos Prison Ministry come in, and on the third day that song was sung. The first day and the second day, I didn't know why I was there wasting me. I thought I was wasting my time. With that beautiful song, Take It to the Lord in Prayer, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, that broke my heart. And what you see before you now is what God can do.
Beautiful. Woo-hoo.
It's a fearful thing when God taps you on the shoulder about something. And I just have a word about, God's been ministering to me, but I guess that's where he can use that. And it's about not hardening your heart. Don't harden your heart. That's what I hear him saying. Don't harden your heart. Because all matter of evil comes out of that. You see, you might be justified in all sorts of anger and resentment and unforgiveness. You might be justified. You might be the victim. But that doesn't leave any room for the things that God does, which is healing, restoration, reconciliation, family, a road to blessing is hindered by the hardness of our heart. I just feel that there's some people, including myself, who need to hear this message. Don't harden your heart. People have left this place in the distant future, in the recent future, who need to come back. And if you don't have an open heart, if you don't have a fleshly heart, a tender heart that can hear God's cry, because anyone can change. Anyone can change. Lord, keep our hearts soft. Keep us sensitive to your Holy Spirit. Because you want to do a good work here. Don't let us hinder the work of the Holy Spirit in this place. Keep a tender heart. In Jesus' name.
When you asked there, Stevie, another song just came straight into my mind, and I thought, oh, that's just another song that fits in. But as Chris was sharing, the words came, and it fits in with what we've been saying: trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. It's beautiful old songs, aren't they? Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. As you continue to move in this place, we touch.
Yeah, I was the one that wasn't going to come out. That first song, Shine, Jesus, Shine, now that sent me back quite some years, but to the point where I thought, oh, we sang that to the death. So I was totally sick and tired of hearing it and singing it and everything, and I thought, how can this be, you know, any good? And I stopped to think, just look at the words, just listen to the words. And I thought, so often we become so familiar that it doesn't mean anything anymore. We've got to stop and look at what God is actually saying to us, because he's got a word in the new stuff. He's got a word in the old stuff. It just doesn't matter. As long as God's speaking to us, stop and listen to him, even if it's familiar and you think, oh, I'm sick of it. But just stop.
A timely word for each of us.
This is a thank you to you all of what God does. I took Mick to hospital on Wednesday morning. We signed all the forms, did everything we had to do. He was supposed to stay, have his procedure, and stay in overnight. And just as we were about to leave, the doctor walked into the surgery and he said, Mr. Balsley, it's up to you whether we have this done or not done. It isn't really necessary. I spoke to Canberra, and all the cancer cells that we thought were there are not there. They're gone. So Mick went ahead. He wanted the scar enlarged because it was uncomfortable the way he had done it initially. So we did that, and the whole thing turned into day surgery. But it is really God's doing, and thank you for your prayers. They really did work.
And speaking about prayers, Jill's going to bring up the prayer book.